And Salida.
This is Truth Quest and with Melody, and this is KHENLP 106.9 Salida. And tonight I've got a couple of announcements, one of them being that my program has usually been about 2 hours, and they've decided to reduce it to 1 hour, and I'm hoping that they don't keep that as their criteria, but we'll just have to see and go with what we've got. And again, this is Truth Quest, and tonight I've got Paul is it topete? Is that how I pronounce that, Paul?
It's like spaghetti, but it's called topete.
Topete. Oh, okay. Well, that makes it a little easier here. With Poker Face, and Poker Face has been dubbed the leading truth freedom band in the nation. And through the use of various multimedia sources, this four-piece band has made it their mission to expose the lies and scandals coming out of our nation's capital. With a sound that is unmistakably their own, Poker Face mixes a variety of styles and orchestrations to take you on a true musical journey. Paul Topete and crew are forever experimenting with new directions. For the last two albums, they have been developing and focusing on a more guitar-oriented sound. This has enabled them to create a vibe similar to the acoustic hard rock sound of Alice in Chains or Days of the New, while keeping their roots firmly planted in the melodic classic rock stylings of Boston and Pink Floyd. The greatly anticipated and long-awaited fifth disc, Peace or War, will debut in the new year. If you like Sex, Lies, and Politics and Made in America, you will love the hard rocking tunes off of the new release coming. Okay, Paul, that was quite a ride up there, but that's a good introduction. And one thing I want to, Paul is right in the middle of doing a gig tonight, and so we may end up playing a few more songs than we'd even planned on in case they have him come back and make an encore. So do you want to fill people in a little bit on how you got involved in being the type of band that you are in politics?
I don't know, like everybody's journey in life, when is your wake-up call? And for me, I had parents that woke me up as a child and traveling the world 3 months out of the year because both parents were educators. I got to see with my own eyes how the other half lived. So all my life, I've always, you know, felt blessed being born in this nation, and I always wanted to help the underdogs. And by help doesn't mean I'm going to go do nation building. I'm going to be a good example of others to want to be free by not meddling in the foreign affairs of others, like Washington so aptly put in with sage words of wisdom. So as a two-year-old, you know, my first words were Rockefeller and Rothschild, you know, instead of Mama and Dada. And, you know, my mom would turn around and, you know, from the front seat and look at me and say, shh, don't think you're crazy, Paul. Don't say these things out loud. So I always knew that there was something that we could not speak of, you know, outwardly. So that was the beginning of my education. But, you know, we grew up as teenagers. We rebel. We try to do our own thing. And, you know, I wanted to be the next Beatles for my generation. And I was really big into harmonies and, you know, different types of, you know, orchestrations that they did so well. And but then the year anniversary of Waco in 94, on April 19th, which is really Patriots Day, but lately it's been like Burn All Toddlers First Day. And we're actually, you know, putting forth the Thought Crimes Bill on April 19th of 2007, which recently passed the House, which was H.R. 1955, and I wish people would go out there and investigate it and start calling and complaining to your senators now to take this piece of legislation off, because it's nothing more than the government being able to get even more intrusive in our lives and tell us what we can and cannot think. And if we do not go by the way the government or its doctors tell us to go, then they'll put us in indoctrination camps, pretty much along the lines of Russia. If you want to see what's happening to America today, the Bolsheviks are in power. And they already had plans, and they had the right, or actually the wrong people in the right places, like Mukasey in terms of the attorney general, and you have Chertoff the devil, as head is the Gestapo homeland. And, you know, I just see things lining up so that the white Christian minority basically gets, you know, euthanized off the face of this earth, and the devil would like it. And so back to 94, sitting in my living room is when, you know, kind of had the epiphany and father kind of telling me, like, look, kid, I didn't give you the talents to do what you want. You're going to work for me. And ever since that awakening, it's been 13 years and growing. And couldn't be happier. We've been very privileged to be on this road and this journey. We get to meet some of the greatest Americans that love this country as much as we do and befriend them. And I don't know.
You guys do keep a real busy schedule from what I understand, particularly
well,
now.
From activism to writing to showing up like little gigs like this, but for us it's fun. It's acoustic, so, you know, a lot of our music is straight out, you know, a wall of sound, rock and roll, electrified, and then to be able to take those songs and, you know, drop them down to an acoustic flavoring, it's always interesting to see how it's going to come out and how the crowd reacts. And the music seems to lend nicely to, you know, different versions. What happens is we have different types of events that we play for, and you know, I'll say, you know, there's a couple events that we have, you know, a few blue hairs at, so we can't like rock them with the wall of sound, so we got to like tone it down, and you know, even then we're still playing acoustic. We'll have, you know, have one of the sirs come up to us. You know, he's probably like in his late 70s, early 80s, and we've had one that at the bar interview come up to us, go, "What are you here for?" Right in the middle of a song, and he's like, right in my face, right in front of the microphone, and all I could do is like, just smile back at him, like, just shake, you know, shrug my shoulders and just keep singing along, man. And after a while, I just leave. But, you know, we try to present our music in many different stylings, so as to go along with the event that we've been asked to play for.
Hey, I know a few rocking blue hairs out there.
Oh, truly, but there's others like my parents who can only stand like 30 seconds of any gig that they've ever been at of mine. You know, I know my own parents. I don't think they've seen more than 30 seconds, so it's funny.
So you're real involved with campaigning right now, are you not, for Ron Paul?
Well, yeah, for the first time ever, really. Actually, the first time we've ever donated money to a political cause, and that would happen to be for Ron Paul. And we've tried to, you know, help him, whether it's exposing him to the younger crowd by using our music and putting videos to it. And it seems to be attracting, at least for Poker Face, a group of like-minded individuals. And it was kind of cool earlier this year to see the convergence of 9/11 truthers and Ron Paul people and, you know, other conspiracy folks that, you know, were on YouTube and Google and MySpace all converge, like back in February, March of this year. And where we began to use these tools to make the mainstream media irrelevant, because they're not going to report on events like the Browns. If you went, you know, scanned through the dials, you wouldn't have heard of Peeping if you did it with something negative. But if you want to find out what happened to the Browns, especially like when we played up there on the 14th of July for the tax protesters, and you'd have to go to alternative media. There's tons of Google videos. There's tons of YouTube videos. There's tons of blogs posted. And it's really cool to see that we, the people, finally have a means to get the truth out, at least from our point of view.
Well, you might. You might explain a little bit about the Browns. You know, I'm sure, like you were saying, that you know, that information may not have gotten out to the public to even know what this event was and what cause that the Browns had.
Okay, if the people remember Aaron Russo, he put out a film in the last past year and a half called America: Freedom to Fascism, where he basically asked, you know, show me the law, show me where my wages are taxable. Wages are my property, and the way the income tax was set up was only to be taxable on income, meaning money made on money. All right, and that's what the Supreme Court has judged a dozen times before, during, and after the passage of the Unconstitutional Act. So what happened is 2 days before we went up to play, there was a man by the name of Tom Crier who beat the feds on the same charges. The jury asked, show me the law, and the feds couldn't show them the law, so they acquitted Tom Crier. Okay, so July 14th, we basically went up there to make sure that the government didn't act like the terrorists and the murderers that they are, like they did the Waco people, and kill them. So we went up there to basically, you know, put ourselves in between, you know, the Homeland Security helicopter that wasted, you know, thousands of dollars in gas, if nothing else, to harass nothing but a concert, you know. So America is waking up, and the trust fund families are running scared.
Wasn't Randy Weaver and
Randy was there too. He took us out for breakfast when we got up there that morning. That was pretty cool. We've known Randy for a while. And there's a song on our disc called Jesus Forgive Me, and a lot of the lyrics can lay themselves well to you know, Randy's story. That's off our disc, Sex, Lies, and Politics.
Uh-huh.
It was written about a local boy in Bethlehem where the cop shot him 28 times in the back and then burned his house down to cover up the evidence, and you know, got whitewashed through the, you know, the judicial system where nobody did any wrong, and except a friend of ours, you know, beat them for $8 million for killing her fiance. So, you know, our government was never set up to be judge, jury, and executioner all at the same event. But it seems whether it's under the Democrats or the Republicans, it's like they're all murderers, you know. Except the Republicans seem to do it internationally a lot more than the Democrats. Democrats like to kill Americans, so that's about the only difference between the two parties, which is really one.
Well, in fact, I don't, you know, you hardly even hear much in the media that you're speaking about on the internet as opposed to left and right and liberal and conservative in the same context that you're going to hear that in the regular mainstream media.
Truly.
Yeah. So what made you decide to get behind Ron Paul?
We've been following Ron Paul for 20 years. When he was a Republican and then he ran for the Libertarian Party for president, you know, he still has the most amount of votes. As any Libertarian candidate has ever run for president, he made us take aware of that there are actual people that are still followers of the original Constitution as it was meant to be followed, not by these socialist parasites that work for the corporatists to undermine our way of life so that the unholy dollar can be made over and over again, bloodstained hands, you know, that the greatest, you know, live for at the expense of us. And that has to end, and it's coming to an end. For me, 2012 is the day that the old age, the gay age, dies. The new age ain't happening, and God's age comes when there's finally real justice in this world. But here's an example. The mainstream press in Philadelphia, the following day after Ron Paul's rally for Veterans Day, which was a Saturday, there's 5,000 people gathered in Independence Mall, okay, probably larger than any other gathering for any other the prostitutes running, okay? But the papers didn't run one article, okay? What kind of blackout is that, to have an event that big with that many people where the lamestream prostitutes keep telling us that, you know, there's like a dozen spammers out there that are, you know, skewing all the polls that are, you know, online, and Ron Paul is just a phenomenon that doesn't exist. He doesn't have real people, even though he can raise $4.3 million in one day. Unfortunately, the beast only respects money, so, you know, we the people had to show them that we can make this happen anytime, anywhere.
Okay.
And, December 15th, 16th is the next money bomb for Ron Paul. So go to ronpaul2008.com, and we need to get involved. He's our last hope for America. Otherwise, we're going to be merged into North American Union, where we're all going to be Mexi-American-Adianos.
Okay.
We'll be called Max.
Okay, now let's...
And every Mexican that I have does not want to become a Mac, and American friends and family don't want to become Macs, and the Canadians don't want to become Macs. So, you know, it's time to end this nonsense now. When you have a governor like Spitzer in New York who goes against the wishes, defies 80% of the state, you know, people, and say, I'm going to issue these driver's licenses to the illegals, people be damned, okay? They don't fear us anymore. And the time is coming soon when they're going to be reminded that you do serve us, okay? It is of the people, by the people, for the people, not of the few, by the few, for the few. And sometimes the tree of liberty has to be watered by both sides, and unfortunately it's been watered too much by the we the people side. So, you know, payback is a bitch. Blowback does happen.
Okay, now where are you guys located at? Where is your band's home?
1 hour north of Philly in a town called Allentown.
Allentown. Oh, okay. and as far as Ron Paul goes, he comes from Texas.
But he's originally from Pittsburgh.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay, so how long has he been a representative from Texas? Do you know?
He's done 10 terms.
Wow.
That'd be 20 years.
Wow, he's been at it.
And he's voted consistently as a constitutionalist as best as he could throughout the years, many times being the sole lone vote against something, even though he might agree with it. If it's not in the Constitution and where the funding comes from, all bills originate in the House. If he can't find where the Constitution mandates for this to happen, he doesn't vote for it. And I think the more that we have, you know, politicians that actually abide by the Constitution, the sooner we'll get back on track. But now Jorge Bush has devalued my dollar to where it's like a third of what it bought before. Just go to the gas pump. And at least under the demo commies, I could buy gas for a dollar, but it seems like, you know, you think Bush and the oil buddies, you know, we'd actually get a break on it. No way. You know, they jacked up the oil, then everything in cost of goods and doing business got jacked up because everything is through commerce. And, you know, we go everywhere with our cars. So now people have to worry, like, you know, do I have enough for my bills just for food? How about for heating? So they're screwing us, and they don't care. They're laughing all the way to the bank, and there's better ways of doing it, but we just got to get the criminal cartels out of Washington and allow the people to do the right thing, like legalize hemp so that we can all grow and be part of God's economic pie, whether it's making gasoline or making food or clothing or rope or whatever.
So as far as Ron Paul, he has to be kind of unusual then in Washington to be voting along the constitutional line. Is that correct?
He has integrity. He's not a lawyer. He's an obstetrician who's actually delivered 4,000-plus babies over his lifetime, never accepted Medicare or Medicaid. You know, he walks the talk, actually donates back some of the salary that he gets back to the Treasury. He is a rarity, but there's still Americans like him, man. What's happening with his revolution is that he's attracting everybody from all diverse groups, walks of life, and the elite hate that. When we talk together, when we set aside our hardcore differences, the 0 to 20% of them, when we can come together on the 80%, that we're all getting screwed by the same beast, matrix, whatever you want to call it, you know, Borg, you know, the elite have ways of, like, shoving it in our faces exactly what they see themselves to be through the movies that they make or the TV shows that they fund.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of the programming is done by Kabbalah Wood.
You know, you might mention a little bit about what was done on the 5th of November for Ron Paul. I'm sure people in my
5th of November was a saying that came out of the movie V. A guy in history in England, Guy Fawkes, you know, went to blow up Parliament because they'd gotten corrupt. And, you know, remember the 5th of November. And it goes into, like, little ditty and rhyme. So, you know, somebody that was for Ron Paul just made a suggestion, hey, how about we all donate $100 on that day? And 34,000 Americans across the land donated an average of $103 each. You know, we and dozens of Poker Face fans ended up telling me that they donated that day. So it was great. Great to see just the little part that we can all play and make it happen. So tell two people and multiplies into millions quickly.
Did I not see on Jeff Rindt's site that they may have gotten as high as 8 million? Did you see that?
Well, it's 8 million since the beginning of this last quarter, yes.
Oh, okay. Wow. That's all just been raised off the Internet.
October 1st, yes.
Wow. That's quite a... I was watching him on his video on Face the Nation, and... I mean, just to have somebody that he didn't even know the man's name that helped.
He didn't. And when we saw him in Philadelphia on Saturday, he had just talked to the kid either the night before or that morning.
And how long did it take him to organize that and put it together?
Was just viral. Somebody put the suggestion, other people thought it was a great idea, and we just started reposting it to each other.
So it goes to show you how big the alternative internet media is out there, doesn't it?
And like I said, the elites are running scared right now because of the power that people can come together quickly and change events just by having the correct information and sharing it with each other.
Right. Yeah, so, and I've noticed that, I mean, when I first heard about you was on... We the People. WTPRN? Is that Mark Kornke's intelligence report? Is that correct? They love to play a lot of your music on that, and that was when I started. You know, I'd heard the song Rather Die, and unfortunately, I've tried numerous ways to get that song to play, but I think it must have got corrupted when you sent it to me, but I've got everything else you guys done.
Well, what it made me do is go through my MP3s, make sure that everyone actually played. And you know what? Even the file that I had on the home computer, it was there, but it wasn't there. So.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was just like that song just wasn't meant to come through for that. But
not for the show, no.
Yeah, and so in the meantime, though, set through and numerous times and listened to all the other music that you do, and it's you guys got some great songs out there.
Thank you.
You were mentioning something about some kind of thing in the spring, some kind of convention. Which convention were you talking about?
The Libertarian National Convention is happening in Colorado.
Oh.
I believe Memorial Day weekend.
Oh, no, see that? I wasn't aware of that. I thought what I was referring to is something that was taking place in California, but I didn't realize that Memorial Weekend, that, you know, that was going on. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great.
That would be what brings us out there, whether we stay a day or a week, you know, is up to what we can put together beforehand.
Uh-huh. Well, great. That would make it. And what town are you supposed to be playing in?
I don't know. Since I'm not at the computer, it's not something I can bring up, but I was hoping that if you go to commercial, you know, just do a search engine for National Libertarian Committee in 2008 and see what pops up.
Okay. So anything else that you guys have some kind of an album that you're working on to release here? Is that correct?
Right. We have 24 new tunes coming out, but the first 12 we hope to release early 2008. It's called Peace or War. And it kind of, you know, the sound's very much along the lines of our last two discs. Just we feel a little bit more mature of a sound. And, I don't know, just digging the writing and where it's going.
Uh-huh. How many are in your group?
There's four of us.
Four of you? And so how long have you been together?
I'd say since
99. 98, 99,
yeah.
Okay. One of the things you had mentioned to me is something about back in 93 you'd received some kind of phone call that you incorporated into one of your songs on the...
Right. Back in 93 was when the FBI bombed the World Trade Center, and they had patsies like Ahmad or whatever his Shalem, I think his name was. And Salem actually recorded every one of his phone conversations with the FBI handlers, who told him to actually use real explosives. Well, the night before the bomb went off in the World Trade Center, my telephone company that I worked for got in his voicemail box. It wasn't a bomb threat, but more like a bomb warning, where it was saying, like, get out of the building. It's about to blow. It'll blow between 12 and 2. Get out. Don't be in there, please. And it's funny, like, watching a Loose Change video last year, there's a black FBI or some Fed that's chasing people out of the area because she knows this building's supposed to come down when buildings have never come down because of fire or, you know, even planes, you know, flying into them. You know, the Empire State Building had a plane flying into it before. The World Trade Center's had fires in it before, but yet they never collapsed. But on this day, three buildings collapsed with two airplanes smacking into them, you know? So what happened in 93 is this bomb threat was left. The FBI came in, took a copy of it off of our server, and I sat on it for 10 years until the last disc, Made in America, came out, and we put it in the beginning. And that song kind of names a lot of the players behind the scenes that are partners, co-conspirators in defrauding humanity, not just the United States. But for them to succeed, they need to bring America to its knees. They need to disarm America because an armed America can thwart their plans. And right now, they thought through the drugging up and the dumbing down of the U.S. population, they were going to be able to do it. Entertaining to death the population, they were going to do it. But there is American spirit in us, and there's enough of us waking up. And once the sleepy giant wakes, God help the men.
So, and that's on what, is that Forces or Control? Which song was that was incorporated on?
Forces, track 5 off of Made in America.
Okay, all right. Okay, may play that towards the end of the evening here. And anything else that you would like to, for?
We're going to be down in Clearwater, Florida this weekend.
Uh-huh.
Play for Ron Paul Rally, and if, you know, there's anybody listening to you through internet or something, you know, please come out and join us in the festivities, you know. Celebrate America. Celebrate your liberty to be left alone by the government who seems to want to be entrenched in every part of your life now.
And your website is just type
in... Bunkerface.com.
Okay. And it's got some... And all your music is available off of there, correct? And it's a good... it's a well-done website, by the way. So you can. It sounds like you. Sounds like you got quite a bit going on in the background back there.
Yeah, there's Oh, very cool. Okay, we're not playing again. That's good.
Oh, okay.
I can actually finish the conversation.
So, how many bands are there tonight?
Oh, there's 10.
Oh, wow. Well, that sounds like a busy night there. And so is there some aspects of that you guys are involved with your group in your activism?
I guess the best way, like, to find out what we're into is go to our main website at pokerface.com, and then on the top bar there's a button for our forum.
Uh-huh.
And peruse the subjects, the topics that we talk about, and find out where our free speech is being threatened, find out where our Second Amendment rights are being threatened, you know, find out where our Fourth and Fifth have been decimated by the Patriot Act. Find out and get involved, okay? Hitler didn't create any new laws when he came to power. All he did was enforce to the max the laws that were already passed before him, okay? So Jorge Bush has created laws that will be used by Hitler to subjugate the domestic population.
You definitely have that. There's a lot of slang I hear in there that a lot of people may not even be familiar with, but you get to hear.
We're comfortable with the terms over the years. Sometimes it might be new for them, but, you know, Just like George Orwell, they were always controlling thought by controlling the speech and changing the words and changing the meanings of the words. Well, it's time that the Patriots, you know, have their own language and things that we say to ourselves that we quickly understand what's being said, so we can say less but mean more, and also be, you know, confuse those around us that are constantly listening to us. And, you know, let's leave things vague so they don't know exactly what it is. Make them work for, you know, using our tax dollars against us, you know.
Going back to how long did that the Brown? I guess was that not a celebration that they had at the Browns?
On the 14th of July, it was a day long.
A day, yeah. And who else was there besides the Browns?
Groups like Dave Cahill, Dave Von Kleist was there. Randy Weaver spoke. Let's see, there was a group called Spirit Radio Paper Shop Radio or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And Blue-Eyed Fools, and there was a female singer that came to sing along with Dave Cahill. But, you know, just average common people like we all are. And again, you know, No More Wakos was our cry, and it was cool that there's five streams coming off the Browns property, you know, powered by nothing but, you know, off the grid power and through cell phones and through video cameras, through computers, and people could watch it around the world. And I think our site alone took an extra 12,000 hits that day than what we normally do, and it's just wonderful to see that kind of inquiry and people wanting to know what's going on and actually at least taking the extra step and instead of playing armchair war, actually, you know, looking for it and trying to see what's going down and making sure everything stays copacetic that day. And I think because the eye was upon the domestic Homeland Security Department that day, they actually had to behave. So who knows?
So, I mean, there seems to be quite a bit of movement behind questioning the legality of the IRS and the laws that that don't exist, so they say. I mean, they don't exist.
Right.
Yeah. So, would you like for me to play any of the songs here just for a break?
That would be a good song. Can you play Jordan off of Sex, Lies, and Politics, the last song on the disc?
Let's see here.
It's the acoustic version.
No, I don't have. See, the way this is arranged, you put it all on. Okay, so let me see if I can.
And then
MP3,
right? I'll say something
right,
like SLP,
okay, yeah.
And then Jordan.
Okay, we'll go try this again because it's going to take me a minute. So in the meantime, while I'm at it, I'm going to say the opinions expressed by the hosts and guests on this show do not necessarily represent the views of KHAN, its staff, or board of directors. And
it's all good.
Just to make them happy. And you said I didn't write down. I had to write some of this down. And so we'll just try it and see. Was it the first or the second version on that chart?
It'll be the second one. It'll say acoustic next to it, or ACOUS.
Okay. All right. Let's go ahead and try that.
That's not working.
Mm-hmm.
You must have wondered when I didn't ask your name. Time just wasn't right. I felt you needed your own space. Time just wasn't right. The pain you felt was evident. Been there before you. You won't be coming home. Love you, Jordan. Let it be. Let it happen. Let it breathe. Let me lead you, Jordan. Let it happen. Let it be. Love you, Jordan. Let us breathe. Let me lead you, Jordan.
So that was a nice version. That was Jordan by Poker Face. And, well, how? What are the names of the guys and the rest of the members in the band?
Dennis Byler is our bass player. Rich Valentin is our drummer. And Brett Griffiths is our lead guitar player.
Okay.
We all play several different instruments, each one of us, but those are the main ones that, in the band, those are, you know, the positions we play.
Uh-huh.
Dennis, Brett, and I sing.
Okay.
Usually three-part harmonies in most of the songs.
No,
it was like the one you heard.
Right, that was a nice harmony. You did a different album, too. It's something I've never run across before. Maybe I'm just not up on it, but it was an interactive album.
Right, the last two discs that we put out, we had an interactivity to the point where you can see some videos of us. Videos of things that we think are important, or on the last disc we had a lot of early Americana kind of history, like, you know, most of us know about the anti-federalists, I mean, the Federalist Papers, but most never even heard of the anti-federalist forefathers, let alone the papers that they wrote, and they were actually the most astute of all the forefathers. They were like the anti-big business guys of their day. They were the carpenter, they were the teacher, the farmer. They weren't the lawyers, they weren't the politicians, they weren't, you know. Big federalism today was because the Federalists won out instead of the sage words of our anti-federalist forefathers. But, hey, I guess, you know, the old saying goes, we get what we deserve.
Morty, that's the first actually I've heard of these myself. It goes to show you my ignorance on this avenue, but where does one come across these? You're saying the Anti-Federalist Papers?
Anti-Federalist Forefathers, yes.
Oh, okay.
If you if you pop into Mid-America Disc,
okay,
an interactive piece will come up, and then it'll be like the old the Green Dragon Tavern. It'll be in like the upper right-hand corner. You click on that, and 14 Anti-Federalist Papers will pop up, and you can read them to your heart's desire.
Okay, great.
We try to educate at the same time as entertain. You know, we're using the tools the Father gave us to not only open up ears, but also hopefully educate some minds. You know, something other than the propaganda that they fill us with, the filth from womb to tomb.
Mm-hmm. Hey, that's you found a great medium to spread the word and open up maybe the eyes of the. Do you do this at your concerts too, or do you just primarily just do your music?
Well, for now, music, but as technology gets cheaper, we've always wanted to have like an interactive live show where we're displaying some of the videos that we have with our songs. So people have been brought up with the MTV age where you see the video with a song, and we can reach a lot more people, but just by embedding freedom ideals as they're watching the video, and we're going to use a lot more of that as we get better with the tools.
Uh-huh. So do you produce your own stuff, or do you have some, label?
We have everything going on. We do our own. Fans are starting to use our music and put our music to videos that they create. And just probably like, I think it's something like 90 to 100 videos on YouTube of folks just using our music. And all we've ever asked them is like, hey, if you use our tunes, it's cool that you do. Just let folks know, who we are so that they can listen to more. And we're pretty liberal with the use of our music. We look at it like a radio station playing it, for free. Everybody that, downloads our music and shares it with their friends. So.
Well, that's,
and the ones that really like the music buy it. So, mm-hmm. It all comes back around. Father blesses us to the point that we need to be blessed.
And I'll have to admit that, I listen to a lot of the alternative internet radio, and I'll have to say that you're the primary candidate for a lot of the songs on certain networks. And
that's great. Yeah. Thanks for letting us know.
Yeah. And particularly...
We've been at it for a while. We like to network with people of like-mindedness, so it's cool that they've taken our music and interwoven it with their show, Hopefully one representing what the other one is,
Mm-hmm. Okay, would you like me to go ahead and play another song that off your disc here?
Yeah, if you could play Illuminati off of Sex, Lies, and Politics.
Oh, okay, that would be the first. The first
version.
The
first song off the third disc. There's a Spanish version, but no, play the English one.
Okay. Let's see.
We're going back to the house.
Yeah, we're bum rushing.
I'm rushing it. There we go. Okay, we'll go ahead here with Illuminati.
We'll be right back.
Okay. And
yeah, it's written more for the kids out there listening.
Well, that yeah, you, it's, oh God, it's good. And I'm not just one of the kids. So,
Well, no, our fan base is like 7 years old to 70. You know, it's cool that it has a nice cross section. But you know, we're writing for the 15 to 45 age group. You know, basically the ones that are going to be, you know, taking care of the problem that has been created for our generation to have to deal with. You know.
Right, right. And so a lot of your lyrics address the issues that are going on out in our world right now.
Right.
Right. And as far as with your new album, is there any a new avenue or issues that you're, you know, taking up?
We're just getting better at the verb and stronger with calling out the names and, you know, pointing the finger at the ones that are messing up for the rest of us, you know. As Americans have the right to be left alone, and unfortunately, since the Civil War, it seems the government, every generation, every administration seems to be taking more and more and more and more and more of our liberties to the point that we're no different than what Russia used to be. And I choose to be free, and I know many, many Americans are like me, and they will fight for their Americanism. And these elites have another thing coming. They're not going to merge us into a North American Union. That will be the Civil War or the Revolutionary War. Instead of the Revolutionary War, because it just cuts the head of a snake off instead of brother killing brother like they would like to see happen.
Well, I would imagine that, you know, there's, I mean, I address the subject periodically on this program, but there's still a lot of people that, you know, still don't quite understand what's going on with this North American Union.
Right, but during the first revolution, only 1% to 3% took active participation against the crowd. 17% were, you know, supporters, whether it's for food or clothing or, you know, lodging. But there was 20% that were arrayed against them, and then the rest of the people were in the middle, you know, wanting to stay with the, you know, with the king, and other ones wanting to break free. So nothing's changed. You know, the only thing different are the names, the faces, and the tools and toys that we play with and use, you know. Man's heart's still evil, and that's what the Constitution addressed, not person, you know, personalities.
Yeah, I was listening to one of the hosts on one program speak about the fact that, in fact, maybe it was one on his Google video or whatever, talking about events taking place when they wrote the Declaration of Independence, and you could have put it right in, you know, taken what he was saying when they wrote that declaration. It could be fit right in today, and you wouldn't have known the difference if he hadn't have identified it.
The trust fund families have basically taken every page out of the Declaration of Independence, and if there was abuse that their previous, you know, generational bloodline family members did then, they're doing the same thing to us, but in some cases even worse, all right? And because we're being entertained to death by, you know, Hollywood, and we got the endodrill of a soma coma, you know, being plugged into the matrix and not thinking outside the box for ourselves like we should be, you know, where Johnny's taught to be emotional and not think with critical reasoning. Johnny's not taught the arithmetic and reading and the writing. He's being taught, does Johnny feel okay? Gay's okay. You know, don't question authority. Don't, you know, be one of the sheep. Don't be an eagle. And I don't know, my programming was a little different. And when I teach others what Americanism is, even my Mexican cousins, they think, you know, the sage words of our forefathers are brilliant, but they think that I'm the one coming up with it. I'm like, no, buddy. You know, better people long time ago said this, and much more eloquently than I ever have. So I'm not going to take credit for it, but I will share you what I've learned.
as far as the, have you run across other groups that are, you know, working along the line that you are? I mean, back in my day, activism and there were a lot of groups doing that, but I'm not really seeing that so much in this.
It's happening slowly, but I think with the Ron Paul revolution, if you go do a search, bands for Ron Paul, you'll see there's probably like 300, 400, 500 bands that have shown their support for this one candidate far above and beyond any other candidate. Probably, you know, all of them included still don't have anything close to what Ron Paul is generating. And it's not the man Ron Paul. It's the ideals Ron Paul represents. Like he says, freedom and liberty are still very exciting ideals that people want to hold dear to the heart and want in their lives. And the Ron Paul revolution is the American people revolution. Look, we don't want blood on the streets, but unfortunately the those who think themselves masters of We the Free, you know, feel that they've stolen the power legitimately, and they're not going to take any threat to that power. All right, that's why the Patriot Acts were created. It wasn't to deal with the scarists, the been boogeymans, or, you know, Bin Ladens that have been Bush partners for years, okay? They were made for us. The camps are for us. You know, funding groups like Blackwater and other parasite mercenary groups is to make sure that they have enough grunts in the field to violate our rights, because they'll take orders to shoot Americans. They don't have problems. They're getting paid. But unfortunately, that money will run out, and, you know, the American soul will outlive that. And we'll take care of what we have to take care of when the time comes. All we're doing now is educating the next generation to know what to do and to do the right thing. And that's to love God, country, family first.
And that, in speaking with you earlier, Hello? You seem to be, are you there? Are you still there?
Hello?
Are you still there?
I barely hear you.
Huh, I wonder what happened. Can you hear me at all again? That helps. How's that?
If you can play a song, I'll try to call you back. I don't know what's going on my end.
Okay. Let's see here.
Some purpose since I was a child. I never took life for granted. I only tried to give love, 'cause I felt forever now. It's a space of great rest where we all help each other how to love God the best. To love God the seen forever now. It's a place of great peace where brother loves brother and God lays down his head down to I've seen forever now, five girls loving now.
Now the story has ended. Good prevails again. We are here for his pleasure while he heals all our pain. Let go of the
Hello?
I hear you now.
Okay. Now I finally got you back. We don't have much time left of the program here, but I really do appreciate you coming on, and it would be nice if we do get this, you guys get set up for the Libertarian National Convention in Colorado, that maybe we could get something set up in this town with you.
That'd
guys.
That'd be great.
Yeah.
I want to thank you for having me up and exposing your listeners to our band and music and message. Always thank you.
Well, you're
thank
you're,
people like you.
Well, you're very welcome, and you're quite deserving. That the engineering on that song, the music that I've been listening to, is very good. And I've not gotten to listen to it on earphones before, and so there's some even more.
There's lots of ear candy in there. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's cool.
So it was. I really. I just keep up the good work and keep working for Ron Paul, and maybe we can get a different type of candidate in there elected, and to set a new standard for politicians and get us righted back towards constitutional candidates.
Right. Politician doesn't have to be a dirty word, you know.
No, it doesn't. And I mean, if Ron Paul is, I've observed him numerous times on some videos, and he's pretty much a down home.
He's consistent.
Yes, and the kind of person that I would like to have representing me. I know that. I appreciate you coming on. And even though we got through a little. Few difficulties there. I think we did pretty good. So,
thanks for bearing with the schedule tonight. It was kind of crazy, but we try to do the best we can. And there's only 24 hours in the day, and sometimes I wish there was 36, but I don't really sleep with that.
Well, again, thanks a lot, Paul.
Thank you.
Okay.
And we'll talk soon. Okay.
Okay.
God bless.
Bye. I've got some more. Announcements before the program ends here, and the High Country Fine Arts Association presents the junior version of Fiddler on the Roof at the new Darren Patterson Christian Academy Theater located at 518 South San Juan in Buena Vista on November 16th, 17th, and 18th. Friday and Saturday shows are at 7 p.m., and the Sunday matinee will be at 2 p.m. Tickets are affordable and may be purchased at the door or at the local Chamber of Commerce. Full Circle Community Justice Center announces an informal forum for interested future volunteers on Saturday, November 17th, 2007, from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Purple Sage Restaurant. Seating is limited. Please RSVP at 221-0763, no later than November 15th, as lunch will be provided. There is no fee. This is sponsored by Sertoma Season Celebrations and the Purple Sage. Friday, November 30th through Sunday, December 2nd, the Alpine Orchestra's Winter Concert Series covers three centuries from Brahms to the Beatles. There should be something appealing to every musical taste. Friday, the show will be in Leadville at the Annunciation Church at 7:30. Saturday, December 1st in Salida at the Steam Plant Theater, 7:30 p.m. And on Sunday, there will be a matinee show at 3 p.m. in Buena Vista at the Mountain Heights Baptist Church. For more information, call Bill Murphy at 539-6258. Everyone interested in public education is encouraged to attend a presentation by local school superintendents Tina Gore and John Rouse on Thursday, November 15th at 6:30 p.m. at Kesner Library next to the Salida High School cafeteria at 905 D Street. Enter at the door off the teacher's parking lot. For more information, call Bonnie Young at 395-8414. So that will conclude this evening's program. And next week I'm going to have an expert on the North American Union, Jerome Corsi, and boy, my mind just went blank on the other guest that I'm going to have. But he did the movie Truth Be Told, a very well done movie on the Trans-Texas Corridor, and I didn't bring it in front of me, so of course I don't remember it. But this is KHENLP 106.9 Salida, and the temperature is 48 degrees outside, and next we'll just be